the rest of the story. Our nation's first Congress, if you will, was the House of Burgesses. It was the first representative assembly in colonial Virginia. Its first meeting was July 30, 1619 in Jamestown. Structurally, it was comprised of a governor and his council, representatives from Jamestown, Williamsburg, Norfolk, and the College of William and Mary, and a couple of burgesses from each county in the colony. I said a couple of burgesses, two, in fact, from each county. It's important to understand that if you're fully to appreciate the rest of the story. Enter Thomas Swearengen and Hugh West. Swearengen was a captain in the British Army. West, an attorney at law. Both were members of the House of Burgesses, both current representatives of Frederick County. Now remember, two burgesses from each county. 1758, Swearengen and West were simultaneously up for re-election. No problem, surely, for both politicians had learned well a necessary skill of 18th century politics. It was voter bribing is what it was. It was treating is what it was called in those days, but it was voter bribing is what it was. Get the voters all liquored up and promise them anything and then send them staggering off to the polls. Illegal? Oh, sure. Yet Swearengen and West were masters of such chicanery. And there was a new face on the colonial political scene, a fellow named Thomas Bryan Martin, young, popular, nephew of a British lord. He had arrived in Virginia in 1751, had been a successful land agent back in England. It was his skill as such that had brought him to America. Now, only a few years later, here he is in politics, with the makings of a political par excellence, and more significant still, Martin was adept at this treating business. It seemed that one of the two-seated burgesses, Swearengen or West, was about to be unseated. So thus began the treating war of 1758. Now remember, the law strictly prohibited any person, directly or indirectly, from giving money, meat, drink, present, gift, reward, or entertainment in order to be elected, or for being elected to serve in the General Assembly. But nonetheless, the booze flowed into a tidal wave that washed away both established burgesses, Swearengen and West. Both of them. That's right. For not only did young Tom Martin out-treat both incumbents, but there was a fourth candidate who out-treated them all. And he, this fourth burgeoning burgess, who emerged with more votes than all of the rest, he didn't even show up for the campaign. Didn't even show up. He didn't have to. But what he did was to send his campaign manager down to the polls with 2 gallons of hard cider and 28 gallons of rum and 34 gallons of wine and 46 gallons of beer and 50 gallons of spiked punch. 160 gallons of guaranteed liquid vote getter, more than a quart and a half per voter. It was an obvious observation of the day that that fourth and most successful candidate was headed for a brilliant political career. In fact, he was. He who treated voters more generously than anybody. You've always known him as the father of his country, George Washington. Only now you know the rest of the story.